Many coffee drinkers where I sip are former pulp mill workers. They drove that road to work for years, and the road seemed okay. Bonnie Richards worked at the mill for more than two decades and asked,
"So why are they widening the road so much now that there's not much industry out that way?"
I went to City Hall, where the engineering department referred me to the State Department of Transportation. I called Al Clow, Southeast Regional Director for the Alaska DOT.
"We, being the Department of Transportation, are building the project that the city and borough of Sitka requested us to build."
In fact, this project was on the city's legislative wish list.
"They wanted a reconstructed highway with widened shoulders and separated pedestrian access. You probably remember the old road basically had no shoulders on it. The new section has two 11-foot driving lanes, a 4-foot paved shoulder on either side of that, and then on the water side it has an 8-foot sidewalk. If you look at the topography along there, of course, it's quite steep in most places. And if you're going in there and going to be widening out the roadway to allow for better pedestrian bicycle access and such, you really have two choices. Either you put fill in the inlet there in Silver Bay, or else you make a cut into the hillside."
And, according to Clow, putting fill into Silver Bay would have required a complicated permitting process. So the Department of Transportation chose to blast into the mountains, and that's expensive. Some of the money for the project came from federal appropriations. State Senator Bert Stedman got the rest of it in 2008 by rolling it into a general obligation bond proposal that the public voted on. Sitka got $10.8 million from that bond issue. About $2.5 million of that was for the sidewalk and bike path. Aside from a wider road, shoulders, and a bike path, Clow says there'll be another plus for motorists.
"Those new rock cuts, which I'm sure you've seen, have been laid back quite nicely and dealt with some of the unstable areas right out there by the mill site where there's that one rock slide that comes down. That's being mitigated somewhat."
And this, Clow says, will be a big benefit as Sawmill Creek Industrial Park draws more businesses and employees. Even some of my fellow coffee drinkers remember the time a rock slide closed the road just after a shift change at the mill. It cut the mill off from Sitka for a better part of a day. Clow thanked Sitkins for their patience and said,
"It's going to be a heck of a nice improvement that'll be there for generations to come."
Al Clow, Southeast Alaska Regional Director for the State Department of Transportation. Blasting on the road is now finished, and construction will pause for the winter on November 15th, according to Clow. The whole project should be complete by July 15th, 2014. In Sitka, I'm Rich McClear.